This darkness brings to light new ways that people love us, pray for us, battle shoulder to shoulder with us, both in the heavenly realm and on the earth. All that is seen and unseen, the true likeness of the invisible God. Even when my heart is breaking, I know yours is breaking too. Even in your sovereign purpose, you aren't distant and removed. You feel every broken heart and catch every single tear. You are doing something with my pain and overcoming every fear. A spark pierces the dark, igniting a light, a breath, a fall, a loss of hope. Then, in a single moment, a page turns, a new chapter. You're on God's team. When you know that, all the defeats, trials, and victories fade in comparison to being known and chosen by the King of Kings. Over 2,000 years ago, the greatest sermon that has ever been preached came from the mouth of Jesus. In a world of religious laws and cultural norms, he took the thinking of the day and flipped it on its head, showing what the kingdom of heaven really looks like. This kingdom was for the forgotten, the outcasts, the grieving, and the sick. We stand up and say this will not overtake us. We take a step and know this will not have power over us. We were created in power to show with my eyes, words, and actions that every person has remarkable value in God's eyes and in mine. Nature is God's enduring song of love. And nowhere is his love more beautifully expressed than in mankind, the crowning act of creation. We are God's beautiful and complex divine symphony, the climax of his creative artistry. As you gaze across the water, the enormity of the ocean's expanse takes your breath. Now it's your turn. Are you planting seeds? Are you nurturing other people to grow deep and stand tall?